French, but before taste of heaven. Don't you think so? Wow. And we won't have masks on in heaven, but we'll be praising God. And that was so, so exciting. I'm sorry, I got emotional a bit because it's been a while because of the pandemic and because of all the problems that we haven't seen a full house in many of our churches today. So this was really something. And again, for that worship team and every one of you, thank you very much. Well, here we are, and let me just get things organized here a bit. I've got it here, okay. So if I can share the screen with my techie in the back. Okay, we'll just get this thing going here. Everything's under control, I hope. Okay. Yes, got it. Okay. Share screen. There it is, I think, I hope, yes. Yes, I think we got it. Oh, well, got it. Fantastic, here we are all together. People from all over. And all I can say is really is it's great to be here and it's great to be a part of this meeting. I'm just looking for my hanky because I got some emotional singing there that I've got to wash to get the tears. I can't see my notes. Okay, here we go. Okay, now we got it. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Clean up a little bit of juice here that's spilt, and we'll get here, and we'll go here, and we'll go here, play, and here we are. So welcome et bienvenue. Vous parlez français? Je ne parle pas le français. But we're going to be speaking English, but we do have words up there in français for our dear friends en France. Bienvenue. Ou en France, Zoom. Oh, bonjour. Bonjour. It's great to be here. Isn't it wonderful to laugh? Isn't it wonderful to see them up here worshiping the Lord and laughing and joying? And that's what it's all about. And today, we're in a fiesta. We're in a party. We're in a banquet. You're going to say, well, how can you say it's a banquet, Ron, when I don't smell any turkey or roast beef or a nice barbecue? But it's a spiritual fiesta. It's a spiritual banquet because we've got three young people who are following the Lord's command. And it's not always easy to follow the Lord's command. People say, well, you're a preacher. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's easy to follow the Lord. Well, no, it isn't, because we have an old nature. But today we're going to be talking exactly about baptism. What is going to happen? Ooh, lots of water there. I'm wondering what's going to happen, because this might be new to some of you. Maybe you've never seen a biblical baptism. And I'm going to say biblical. I'm not going to say anything else in the beginning. I don't want to steal my sermon. But here we are, and we're going to be talking about baptism. Now, is this baptism? Well, let me read what in general the world thinks about baptism, and then we're going to evaluate. In the Christian church, the religious rite of sprinkling water onto a person's forehead or of immersion in water symbolize the purification or regeneration at admission to the Christian church. In many denominations, baptism is performed on young children and is accompanied by name giving. Is this biblical or just what people think about baptism? That's what we're going to have to investigate, because many of my friends believe that little writing on the top there, is it biblical? Is it biblical? If it's biblical, maybe we don't have to. Maybe we can let the water out, Andrew. Can we? No? No, we're not going to let the water out, because what's going to happen today here at Parkcrest Bible Chapel is biblical. So let's look at it. So is it biblical or just what people think of baptism? That's what we're going to look into. What is baptism and how important is it? Is it really important? I mean, all the trouble, I believe the People came this morning at 5:45 to put water in here to make sure it's all right, and then we get all wet and we get our hair messed up. I don't like to get baptized myself because I got my hair all messed up. But yeah, why all this? Why? And that's what it's about. What is the biblical teaching on baptism? If it ain't in the Bible, excuse me, if you people who are learning English or French or Spanish, but it ain't in the Bible, it's not biblical. What we're doing here, we believe that it's in the Word of God. And if it isn't in the Word of God, it's not even worth talking about, if you don't mind me saying it that way. So, baptism represents, now listen to this, and if you've got your phones, don't forget to take a picture of this, so you can take it home with you. Baptism represents Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. By means of our baptism, we are confessing publicly that we now belong to Christ. It symbolizes that we are dead to Christ and alive unto God. This is the reason why we baptize believers alone. I'm going to explain that a bit. I know it's a lot of jargon in there, and some of it is that religious. Yes, sir?
Ron, I think we should be dead to sin, correct?
Pardon me? I don't get it. Please.
It symbolizes that we are dead to line six.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Not my fault. My wife checked it. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. So it means that we are dead to sin and alive with unto God. Are you with me there? Thank you, brother. That is so important. Jesus taught it. Now, I'm not talking about a religious ritual here. I'm not talking about a church tradition here. We are mainly talking about Jesus Christ and his magnificent work of salvation for dying for our sins and rising for our justification. Yes, it's a church teaching, but it's a biblical teaching. That's what's important. That's what I want to try to get across. So we mustn't have small thoughts. We must think of big, great big thoughts. Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was crucified to bear our sins on the cross. And when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we become a part of the family of God. And then the Bible says we are to be baptized. And we'll show that in these slides. So it's not, please, a religious ritual. It is not a church tradition here, even though the church does it. But there's many traditions in the church that aren't biblical. And we believe here at Parkrest, we try very hard to follow what the Bible tells us. So, baptism. I'm going to just got a few points. It's an ordered by Jesus. We become one with Christ. We immerge in water. That's why we have water here. And I'm going to show you from Scripture why we do it the way we do it. And after the meeting, there's a little lunch. And if you have any problems with it, I would appreciate you to come talk to me. Because I don't know it all, but the Bible knows it all. And sometimes we make mistakes. But if you want to come and talk to me, and if you're not baptized and you're a born-again believer, come and talk to me. And we can talk to Andrew about it. And we can see what the Bible says you should do. If what the Bible says we should do is what we should do. The Lord commanded it. That is so important. Jesus said, we find in Matthew 28, 19 to 20, go make disciples, baptizing, and teach them. Notice the order. We accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we become disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we follow him in the waters of baptism. That's the order. That's the biblical order. He ordered it. He said, do this. It's just like we had the Lord's Supper. Why did we have the Lord's Supper? Because it says, do this in remembrance of me. We're doing what our Savior, our Master, our Pastor, we're doing what he has told us to do. And it's so important, so important. So there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all. In baptism, by faith, we unite ourselves with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. I've got a picture of that a little bit later on. Making disciples is the main verb. Having gone, making disciples of all nations. It's not just a North American teaching. It's a biblical teaching. Many times I have traveled to 75 countries in the world and I talk about Jesus, I talk about baptism, and they say, well, that's a North American teaching. No way, Jose. It's a biblical teaching. It's from the Bible. It's for whosoever. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved, car Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'il a donné son Fils unique afin que quiconque croit en lui ne périsse point, mais la vie éternelle. It's for all of us here, all of you on Zoom land. It's for every one of us. This teaching is so important. So baptism is a command and an ordinance of the Lord Jesus to perform, to make disciples unto God, Christ, return to the end of the age. This is his order. We don't get baptized to be saved. When we're saved, we get baptized. We mustn't get it out of sinks. Sometimes we get it outside. It's faith in action. But it's first faith, then the action is baptism. A lot of people say, but Rob, I got baptized. I got baptized. I said, well, do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? It was the tradition of the church and I got baptized. Well, first, it's faith. As you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I was 10 years old up at Emerald Island Bible Camp, and I said to the Lord in a prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my life, come in today, come in to stay, come into my life, Lord Jesus. And he came into my life. That was 67 years ago. I know I look 57, but if you make the math, you know what it is. But then after, when I was 16, I realized I waited too long. I waited too long, but at 16, I realized that I should get baptized, and I asked to be baptized. But first, it was faith, F-A-I-T-H. We become one in Christ. Baptism, we become part of the family of God. As we put our faith and trust in him, and we're showing that truth to other people. I remember one time I was at Jujal. Cecilia. Hola, Cecilia. ¿Cómo estás? There's a young lady on here from Argentina, one of Jessica's best friends. And she's from Argentina, and she's her mom and dad are my best friends. And so, oh, sorry, we're teacher. Okay. Anyway, this guy came up to me because we have a pool at the camp. And he said, Ron, I want to be baptized. I said, well, I can't. What? See, it's a public presentation. It's a public testimony. It's to show others what has happened inside you. And we were there at camp alone working. But you know what happened? More people came to work, and more people came to work, and more people came to work, and all of a sudden there was about 30 of us. And he came up to me and said, Ron, now you can baptize me. Wow. I couldn't say no, so what I did is I talked to some of the other elders of the different churches there, and because I was a missionary, so I didn't want to do anything that was not biblically right. And we got into the water, and he gave a beautiful testimony, a little too long, the water was cold, but anyway, I know you're not supposed to say that because, you know, it's a spiritual thing, and you know, but anyway, he gave a wonderful testimony, and I said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. and down he went. But there was 30 people there. So it's him showing those 30 people publicly what happened to him inside himself. And that's what baptism, it's like a wedding ring. An analogy would be saying, with this ring I thee wed. When we say that, it doesn't mean that the ring or the putting on the ring of the finger is what makes us married. Now it shows the covenant, that symbolizes the covenant. And the covenant makes vows making the marriage. So is baptism. So the baptism doesn't make you a part of the family of God. You are part of the family of God, so you get baptized. And we get all twisted up. We don't seem to get things in order. But it's so important. Baptism dramatically portrays what happens spiritually. That's for sure. And I hope you enjoy that picture there. It's so real. So simply, Paul is saying, with this baptism, you are united to Christ. And the point we are focusing on here is that we are united with him in his death, in his burial, and resurrection. And that is so important. And it's by faith. It's by putting our trust in him that we do this. Take a picture. Yeah, go ahead. Good. I see some of you. Take a picture of that. It's a good illustration. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. So when that person is in the baptismal tank and they go down under the water, we have to bring them up. Sometimes I feel I'd rather keep the person down there, but I won't say that publicly. But you know, you hold them there and then you bring them up, and it's a public demonstration of what happened inside. Immersion in water. Why? Why all this trouble? They're going to get all wet. Andrew's going to get all wet. It'd be much easier to just take a little bit of water and sprinkle on the forehead. And I'm not diminishing the sincerity of some people, but it isn't biblical. We believe that the expression of united with Christ in death and resurrection happened by immersing in water. That's what the illustration is. We go down and we are buried with him in Christ. Christ died for my sins. And when I come up, it shows up publicly what happened spiritually. Are you with me? Because even the word in Greek means dipped or immersed. Immersed. And we have the illustrations in the Bible. So he ordered this chariot to stop. Now this is a story in the Bible in Acts chapter 8, 38. So he ordered the chariot to stop, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water. And Philip baptized him. And you know, in this particular story, the eunuch, they was riding on his chariot, and he said to Philip, he said, well, here's water. Philip had just explained to him the whole biblical teachings of baptism and accepting the Lord. And here's this man that's not a religious person, if you want to see. He said, well, here's water, Philip. Why can't I be baptized? And Philip had to say, let's do it. Vamos. Allez-y. We'll do it. And that's so important. It's not in the name of the church. That's something very important, I think, because we find in a lot of situations that you get baptized in the name of the church. It says the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. That is so important. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Very important. And it's only for believers. Look at what Colossians 2:12 says. Having been buried with him in baptism, you also have been raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. It's something that a person has to realize. I mean, I've got beautiful little grandchildren, and we have what is called dedication services, where the father and the mother will dedicate that baby to the Lord, say, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful little creation. We did it ourselves when we were having children and starting our family. But that's not a baptism. A baptism, the person has to, dar cuenta, we say, has to realize that he's a sinner, she's a sinner. And that person has to confess that. So it's only for believers. It's not for children. And that is so important. Look what it says in Galatians 3:26. For in Christ Jesus, you're all sons of God through faith. See, it's through faith. Through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Isn't that exciting? And we're going to see it today. We're going to see biblical teaching in practice. And that's very exciting for most of us. It was uncompromising command by the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't, well, maybe you should get baptized, or if, well, no. It was directly from the Lord. And that is so important. It was universally administered to Christians entering the early church. So it was a command from Christ. It was uniquely connected to conversion as an unrepentable expression of saving faith. It's an outward example of what happened inside, and that is so important. Yes? Baptism and the local church. In the local church. Now, sometimes we're going to see that it's done, for instance, Jesus was baptized. He's our example. The baptism of Jesus is recorded in the Bible, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's in this story we see that Jesus approached John and asked to be baptized. And if he's our teacher, if he's our savior, if he's our example, then we should follow his example. That is so important. Now, what's going to happen? Excuse the personal example here, but it'll give you a shot. This is my granddaughter in Argentina, and she went into the baptism tank. I talked to her. I asked her if she knew the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. She publicly said, yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's, we believe, is the biblical thing. Oh, I'm not supposed to show that, but it's my granddaughter, so I can do that. Here's my son, Joel. He was baptized by Cecilia's father, Norman Sandino. It could be at camp with the permission, in the sense of the person's parents if they're a teenager. But here's a baptism at Ameline and Bible Camp. We like to do it in the local church because it's a testimony to the believers in that church. But it could be done in a pileta, in a pool. We've done it at Amble Island, not at Amble Island, but at Jujel many times in the pool. And this young lady went into the baptism and she was baptized. It can be done here, and it has been done here over the years. It can be done all nations. Anywhere in the world, it can be done. It can be done in prisons. For instance, this is a picture in prisons. And we took a baptismal, we took a pileta, a pool, into the prison. We got authority, and the men got baptized. And that was so important. If you're going to affirm something, affirm the truth, then go do it. Go do it, something about it. Go do something about it. So if you are not baptized and you are a born-again Christian, a part of the family of God, talk to those of your church about it. It is so important. Truth is like the sun. You can't shut it out for a time, but it ain't going away. So I trust that if you have any questions on these things, that you'll come and talk to me after, or talk to Andrew. I think it's very important that you do that. And I trust that as you look, as you see what's going to happen, that if you're a Christian, you just rejoice in the Lord. And if you're not a Christian, Jesus Christ is there with his arms wide open. He's saying to every one of you here, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he does that. May God richly bless each and every one of you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And what we're going to do now is Issa, Layla, and Ade are going to come and give their testimonies. So I'm going to invite them to come up. I'm not sure if you're coming one at a time or all coming at the same time. And then after that, Hamid, their dad, is going to say a few words, and I think he's going to say a few words in French as well. So just so you know, there are a number of people in France that are zooming in from their home church there. So who's going to come up first?
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. So I was born in a Christian family, and I've been going to church since I was an infant. When I was 4 years old, I let the Lord become the leader of my life. I told him that I was a sinner, and I wanted him to be my leader, my conscience. I wanted to obey him in everything I do, because he created me and loved me first. Having God as my leader has given me something to support me. When I have something that troubles me, I can ask him. I'm not on my own. No matter what I do, I know he still loves me. As the years went by, I met a lot of Christians. When my family switched to homeschooling, I made a lot of Christian friends who influenced me. I'm getting baptized to publicly show what I did when I was 4 years old. The verse I'd like to keep with me all my life is Matthew 6:26-27. Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add one more moment to his lifespan by worrying? It reminds me that I have a God who provides, and that my life is not in his hands, but in his. In my hands, but in his. Okay, in French. Bonjour. Je suis née dans une famille chrétienne, et je vais à l'église depuis que je suis née. L'année de mes 4 ans, j'ai donné ma vie à Dieu. Je lui ai dit que j'étais un pécheur et que je voulais qu'il soit mon maître. Je veux lui obéir, dans tout ce que je fais, car il m'a créé et il m'a aimé en premier. Avoir Dieu comme mon maître m'a donné du support. Quand j'ai quelque chose qui m'embête, je lui parle. Je ne suis pas toute seule. Peu m'importe ce que je fais, je sais qu'il m'aime. Je me fais baptiser pour montrer en public ce que j'ai décidé quand j'avais 4 ans. Le verset que je veux garder toute ma vie, c'est Matthieu 6:26-27. Regardez les oiseaux du ciel. Ils ne sèment ni ne moissonnent. Ils n'amassent rien dans les greniers, et votre Père céleste les nourrit. Ne valez-vous pas beaucoup plus qu'eux? Qui, vous, par ses inquiétudes, peut ajouter une seule goutée à la durée de sa vie? Ça me rappelle que Dieu prend soin de moi, et que ma vie n'est pas dans ma main, mais dans la sienne.
Thank you, Leila. Next is Ade. So, just get
my hello, everyone. Today, as I am going to get baptized, I would like to share a few words. When I was a child, I went to church, but I didn't understand the meaning of going to church. Now I understand that when you go to church, it is to worship the Lord. As I got older, I went to Awana. It is where kids gather up once a week and do Bible studies. And that helped me understand that God loved me and was working good things in my life. For example, as our cat was giving birth, she got an infection. She would have died. Luckily, God worked through the vet's hands and saved her. I was very glad. I am getting baptized today to publicly show my faith stands strongly and proudly in God. I think I am obeying God by getting baptized. It changed my life knowing that God died on the cross to wash away my sins and gave me eternal life. Here is the verse that explains it all. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Thanks for listening. in French. Bonjour tout le monde. Aujourd'hui, je vais me faire baptiser et je voudrais vous partager quelque chose. Quand j'étais un enfant, j'allais à l'église, mais je ne comprenais pas pourquoi on y allait. Maintenant, je comprends pourquoi. On y va pour donner gloire à Dieu, l'aimer avec tout notre cœur, le servir et l'obéir. En grandissant, je suis allée à Awana, un espace où les enfants viennent chaque semaine pour apprendre la parole de Dieu, la Bible. Et ça, ça m'a aidée à comprendre que Dieu m'aimait et qu'il faisait des bonnes choses dans ma vie. Par exemple, quand notre chat a couché, elle a eu une infection et elle serait morte. Heureusement, Dieu a travaillé à travers les mains des vétérinaires et lui a sauvé la vie. J'étais très contente. Je veux me faire baptiser aujourd'hui pour montrer publiquement que ma foi est grande en Dieu. Et je pense que j'obéis en Dieu en me faisant baptiser. Ça a changé ma vie de savoir que Dieu est mort sur la croix pour effacer mes péchés et pour me donner la vie éternelle. Voici un verset qui a m'aidé à comprendre que Dieu m'aimait. Jean 3,16. Car Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'il a donné son Fils unique afin que quiconque croit en lui ne périsse pas, mais qu'il ait la vie éternelle. Dieu est mort pour moi et qu'il a donné sa vie en rançon pour moi. Merci d'avoir écouté.
Hello, everyone. Stuck a little bit, but okay. So I want to start by thanking you all for coming today. It means a lot, and to all of us. And I know I think we took the public declaration aspect of baptism pretty seriously today. Quite a few people. So I, just like my siblings, I'm gonna read it in French and in English. So. I was asked to write a few words about like why I'm getting baptized today and what it means to become a part of the church. And for many people who know me well can tell you, over the past few years I've searched for meaning in many different things, and I rejected Christianity for a very, very long time. I never viewed it as a good option for me in my life. And until about a year ago, I thought, you know, I was gonna just die an atheist, a hardcore atheist. And when I realized the impact that nihilistic feelings have on you, I realized it wasn't giving me an outcome. It wasn't giving me a good option. And so I'm getting baptized today to publicly declare that I accept Jesus as my Savior, and that's why I'm getting baptized today. It's to show that I'm a Christian, that I accepted Jesus as my Savior. It's a bit emotional for me, so I wrote that. I have a verse to share with you. I didn't exactly follow the command in this verse. And it's Acts 22, verse 16, 15 to 16. So for you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you've seen and heard. And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. So I didn't kind of put off my baptism for a really long time. And I didn't really do the immediate baptism after you become a Christian. But I'm very happy to be able to do this today. Thank you for listening. Donc en français pour ceux qui sont en France et pour ceux qui parlent français. Donc merci beaucoup d'être venu aujourd'hui. Ça, c'est très important pour moi. Je pense que on a beaucoup de personnes aujourd'hui. Je pense que c'est très important pour nous en tant que famille. Et pour moi, c'est quelque chose de très important pour moi aujourd'hui. Je suis ravi que plein de personnes puissent être venues aujourd'hui pour célébrer. Donc, On m'a demandé d'écrire quelques mots à propos de pourquoi est-ce que je me baptise aujourd'hui. Et pour moi, l'aspect le plus important, c'est que mon baptême est un peu... ça signifie un peu la fin de ma recherche pour un sens à la vie. Pendant beaucoup d'années, j'ai cherché un sens à la vie. Et c'est que maintenant, aujourd'hui, quelques années après, que j'ai vraiment pu apprécier l'impact que Dieu a eu dans ma vie. Et donc, c'est pour ça que je me baptise aujourd'hui, pour démontrer que je suis un chrétien. Et merci beaucoup pour être venu assister. Merci.
So I'm going to also say thank you for coming. Thank you for being part of us. We have been here for 6 years now, and we meet each of you here, and I consider that each of you is a gift for us. Most of you maybe have the same value as us, but some of you is different. But there is a lot of love for you and respect. And probably I would say something in French to Issa, Leila, and Ade. I mix always their name, but they know. And as parents, I think this is one of the main decisions that your son or your daughter can make it. We do believe that life is a journey, and life is not ended just here, but life is just after also. And for every person that you love, you want to see him as long as you can, and you wish him the best. And the best for us that we believe is that following the Lord is determinant, is important to us. But I want to now leave this very to Leila, Issa. I do not trust even myself in certain way, but I do trust God. This verse is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, saying, I am confident of these very things, that he is beginning in a good work in you and will continue. He will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. God will work with you. A day, we were talking with him, and he told me that everything is not that perfect on me. And I say, is that fair enough? There is nothing that is perfect, even in me. But we do know who is perfect and who can make this work for us. So for our friend from Les Enfants, est-ce que vous pouvez venir là? Ils sont en bas? Ok, Les Enfants, vous voulez venir? Leila? Maman et moi, nous sommes très heureux de vous voir prendre cette décision de suivre le Seigneur. Je crois que les amours, vous aurez des décisions à faire dans la vie, mais celle-là nous paraît capitale, importante. Et aujourd'hui, vous avez décidé devant ces hommes et femmes de suivre Dieu, témoin de votre déclaration. Et ça, c'est aussi une joie pour nous de vous voir prendre position devant les hommes, devant Dieu, de marcher avec lui. Maman et moi, nous avons toujours vu que c'est une grâce que Dieu nous a confiée. Vous avez vu des imperfections, mais nous avons un Dieu parfait qui a commencé ce travail en vous et qui va l'achever jusqu'à la fin. Je vous laisse maintenant avec Andrew qui va vous faire baptiser, mais soyez rassurés qu'il n'y a rien sur cette terre que nous aimons plus que vous. Soyez bénis. Then Andrew, I'm going to give you the part. Yeah, I'm going to just to pray and probably in French. Yeah. Seigneur, merci pour ce privilège de pouvoir assister au baptême de Issa, Leila et Adé. Et Seigneur, je te le remets. Merci pour ce beau cadeau que tu nous as confié, ces bijoux. Et Seigneur, merci de le voir qu'ils peuvent remettre leur vie entre tes mains. Au nom du Seigneur Jésus. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you.
So I think it was not too long ago, I think it was 3 weeks ago, I was teaching the youngest two in Sunday school. And I had this whole plan about this passage we were going to read, but somehow we focused on the first like two verses, which is about somebody getting saved and immediately getting baptized. That's what we've spent the majority of our Sunday school class talking about. And they're like, well, we'd like to, but and you're not allowed to until you're 18. I'm like, I don't think that's true. So I went and talked to their mom, and they're like, no, you can get baptized whenever you want. And so here we are. That was, 3 weeks ago, I believe? Was that 2 months ago?
You've had a baby.
I guess I've had a baby since then. Time travels quickly. So if you could just stand again with us and sing. Oh, we need somebody to do them. Thank you, Paul. Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him, alleluia. The burning sun with golden beam, the silver moon with softer gleam. Rising moon. Let all things their creators bless and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one.
Jesus, my glory,
So in between the three baptisms, I think we're going to sing a verse of a hymn. So.
So if you want to look ahead, we'll be singing 350 in your hymnal. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, but we'll...
Okay. So it's a real pleasure to be able to baptize Layla, Ade, and Issa. And Layla's first. Issa. It's on. Okay, Layla, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that he died for you and that he rose again?
Yes, I do.
And do you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Good. So on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe that he died for you and that he rose again? And are you trusting him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Yes. On your confession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go right up for the first time. But not only have you grown spiritually, you've grown physically. And I hope I can get you out of the water again. We're going to try. No. Okay, here we go. Issa, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that he died for you and that he rose again? And are you trusting that Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior?
That's right, I do.
On your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shall we pray? We thank you, Heavenly Father, once again for this fiesta, for this wonderful time. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the three young people who have showed us publicly what happened inside of them spiritually. And we just pray for each of them and for the other two children also. Also for the mom and dad, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this wonderful family. And now, Heavenly Father, we want to come before you and thank you for the food that we're going to be participating in eating. And thank you for that. Thank you for the hands prepared. Bless our fellowship as we enjoy each another's company. And we give you our thanks in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, merci beaucoup à toute la famille et aux amis d'avoir participé. Je sais pas trop où est la caméra, je sais pas, mais merci beaucoup. Et puis bonne soirée à vous. Bye bye.